decided to file an hour. I get to visit with Tim Miller, an old friend of mine from college, and we're combining way north of Holcomb. You didn't get much moisture here. It hasn't really slowed you down much in the last week.
Yeah, no, we've missed out on pretty much all of them. I mean, we got a little bit at the end of last week, but not a lot, and this last week we just got 200 out of them, so that's not much.
You've been combining for several days.
We mostly started Monday. We had a little bit last Thursday, but mostly started on Monday, and then cut until yesterday, Wednesday, and we got shut down for damp weather.
So this field we're on varies a great deal. Have most of the fields been like this?
Most of them so far have varied quite a bit. I've got a few that are more uniform. But, yeah, every little, it's so dry that every little change in the soil makes a different yield.
Well, from watching the yield monitor, I mean, it's just hard to imagine how much it varies in the field. So unbelievable to literally nothing. It can be, it doesn't seem to have a rhyme or reason.
Yeah, I've filled before this one, it varied from 5 to 120. And some of it I can't explain. Some of it, it's obvious there's, you know, something different in soil. It varies all over the place.
In this area, though, there's a lot of wheat to cut yet. Are you 50% done yet?
We're probably a little over a third done, I would say, maybe 40%. It's cut along pretty quick now.
When I drove up here, I saw several irrigated quarters, but none of those have been cut. Is that wheat not quite ripe yet?
Yeah, generally irrigated typically 5 to 7 days behind dry land. It's been a lot of rain, and they kind of even out.
So as you progress along, are you moving closer to home, or north to south, or east to west, or how are you determining where you come in?
We will probably, I've kind of planned it to where when the weekend comes, I'm closer to the shop, so we don't have to move stuff quite so far.
So you'll cut all of your wheat yourself?
Yeah, we're cutting everything.
You used to use custom cutters, but you think it's easier yourself, or you just think it's more fun?
Well, the combine's got bigger and bigger, for one thing, and it makes that simpler to do. But, it's always a battle. I mean, if we had a few more acres, we'd probably have to have a custom cutter. You'd have a lot more help.
Have you gotten all your milo and corn planted?
Yeah, we've got all of it in the ground. It's all up. And, well, we had to replant a pond, a little pond that got washed out. But other than that, it's all up, looking pretty neat.
Well, we're visiting with Tim Miller, and we're just north of Holcomb, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.